And I invite us to assume a posture of prayer as we hear our prayers of the people.
Let us pray. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So in the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. We pray for our church, for our world, for those we love, and for ourselves. We pray for your church and give thanks for our worship team and choir and all who minister to the needs of your church in this place, in this new time of greater restrictions and online worship only. We pray for all of us worshiping together, that we may be continually encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Lord, continue to bless your church, even online, that it may reveal your presence and the power of the resurrection. Help this church community, disheartened as it is, to celebrate in joy, and in that joy, reach out to others and speak the good news of Jesus. We ask your blessing on all who are new to their search of faith in you, and pray for all who are struggling with doubt and darkness. We pray for all who reject you and walk their own path. We pray for their redemption, Lord. Bless our homes and families with the joy of your presence. May our homes be ever open to you and your love. We pray for all who struggle with chronic illness and pain, for those who are lonely and those who mourn. Bring comfort to all in need, and may we be your instrument to bring them your peace. We pray for our hospitals, hospice, and places of care. We pray for all caregivers and those who visit and comfort the sick, for those who listen and those who pray, and those for whom we pray. Debbie, Marianne, Rumelia, Mia, Adriana, Stephen, Kathy, Gail, George, Mildred, Rudy, Lori, Glenda, and Michelle. Protect all those we love from harm, and pray especially for families who are separated and unable to plan to be together again because of the uncertainty of COVID-19 and related restrictions. We pray for our own weakness and failings, for those times when we have failed you, for the times we have justified a reason for looking the other way, for the times when we have kept our hands tightly on our money, avoiding the needy hand, for the unkind words we have thought and the deaf ear we have turned. Lord, forgive us and make us whole again. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.